start the recording. God bless y'all. God bless y'all. Hey, the song, and I'm not going to sing it, but it is beautiful. Y'all remember the song, Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord. Mm-hmm. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Come on now. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. That song. There you go, Sister Elaine. I want to see you. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's been blessing my spirit. Yesterday while I was with the young people, young people pulled it up, and I was like, I haven't heard that in so long, but that's just been in my spirit. So I just wanted to encourage somebody this morning. Hey, it is Monday, but we are here to worship him. I want y'all to have a prayer service with me. Let's give him glory. Let's push in. Let's make the prayer strong. So yes, we have prayer leads, but I want y'all to push in and give God your glory because he's worthy of it. All right. I'm going to hand it over to Sister Elaine at this time if she's ready.
Good morning, everyone. This is Elaine. My topic for this morning is happiness. Happiness, a wonderful word for us to be in, happiness. In 2 Corinthians 6 and 10, it says, the people can have joy even when they are poor or have nothing. And then it says, happiness says in Psalms 11 and 2, describes a godly person who is an example to others. Happiness. 4 and 4 calls for contentment in the Lord. And so that's in Philippians 4 and 4. Then it says in James 12 and 3, it says that the trial shall be considered a joy because they help people grow spiritually. That if you're in a trial, it could help you grow spiritually. 2 Corinthians 8, 1 to 3, it describes how people in Macedonia were filled with joy despite their prosperity and troubles. Then it says in Psalms 34, 9, says that those who take refuge in the Lord are happy. And then John 15, 11 says, Jesus tells his disciples that he wants their joy to be full. And then John 10 and 10, Jesus says that he came to give people life in all its fullness. And then it says happiness. It says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. In Psalms 37 and 4, let's pray. Father, I thank you for this word, happiness. I thank you this morning that we woke up wanting to give. We just want to give you everything this morning that we have. We feel joyful this morning. I was listening to Minister LaShonda talk about how she was feeling this morning. And she let me know that she is feeling okay this morning, that she is happy. She's even happy in the song that was on her heart this morning. Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you because when we hear your name is so great and it's so wonderful that we do feel happy. I feel happy sitting in my location this morning. I hope that everyone is happy near and far. That we are near and far, we are the body of Christ assembly. No matter where we are, no matter what church we're sitting in and listening in on. We thank you, Lord God, for happiness because we want to be happy. We want to feel happy. We want to be happy. And we don't want to think that just because we don't have this or that, we can't be happy. We don't want to think about material things, making material things make us feel like we're so happy if we don't have these things that we're not going to be happy. Material things, they come and they go. We just want to be happy in our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, this morning for each and every person that's on this line. We thank you for the locations that they're in. They could be in their kitchen like I'm always every Monday in my kitchen on our prayer line. We thank you, Lord God, if they're on their jobs listening or even driving in their car, just be safe. But we want to be happy this morning. We want to be happy about everything that we do. We want to be happy because you are the God that gave us life. We'll never forget how you put your son, how your son went up on the cross for us, and he died for us, and he shed his blood, and his body was whipped and torn apart for us who half the time are not worthy of anything. But we know you gave us this life. You came down off the cross, which you're off of it right now. And we want to praise you, and we want to lift you up, and we want to magnify your holy and worthy name, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your son, Jesus. I could never forget about Jesus, ever. I could never forget about how you gave your only begotten son for us so that we can live. I'm happy about that today. I'm happy because I woke up this morning, and I can give your name the greatest praise that I could give. I thank you, Lord God, for our bishop, Lord God, and his wife. I thank you that I'm happy to have them to be leaders over us. I thank you because they are great leaders. I thank you because they minister the word to us each and every time we hear our bishop's voice. He is always ministering a good word to us. And that makes us happy. Happy is a wonderful word. Happy is a word that we wish and we want to be that way each and every day. But sometimes it's hard for us to be happy every single day of our life. But we can push through it. We can look in this word and see all the great things that we've been taught in this word. We thank you, Lord God, for the words that's been ministered to us each and every day, which makes us happy, which brings us joy, which fulfills our heart with everything that you want us to have. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the material things that we have, but those things don't last us always. We thank you for this word in this book that's far more greater and far more better than any car, any house, anything that we could even ask for. We thank you, Lord God, for this word, happiness. We want to be happy. We want our hearts to be full and filled with joy each and every day, but sometimes that's a little hard. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the people that's on this line that's near, that is near, and that is far. We thank you for the bishops, the ministers, the deacon and deaconesses and different people from different churches that have that. But we have a different ministry, and I'm happy about it. I'm pleased about it. And I hope that the people that join us each and every morning that's from our side of the world, of this town, that they're happy about the new thing that our bishop has put in our lives. We thank you, Lord, because you are good. You're good to us and you're good for us. And we won't forget of the good things that you do for us each and every day. Lord, I thank you for this word, happiness. I'm happy right now just thinking about it. I'm sitting in my location right now and I have the joy of you, Lord, that is in my heart this morning. I thank you, Lord God, for the sick. I thank you, Lord God, that they get joy in their hearts just thinking about how you're going to make them well on this earth or even not even, or him taking them away with him. I thank you, Lord God, for the homeless each and every day that I work with every day, and drug addictive people. I thank you, Lord God, that I'm able to talk to them. Sometimes they can get on my nerves, though, but I still can talk to them and tell them about God and how he feels about them. Oh, he said that the poor would be with us always, but that don't mean they don't have to be happy. They can be happy, too. I thank you, Lord God, for the sick this morning. I thank you, Lord God, because you said that by your stripes we are healed, no matter what, in our minds, in our bodies, and in our spirits. I thank you for the happiness and the joy that you can bring to them. But the ones that don't know you, we need to be the ones to minister everything that we got to let them know that God is their joy. God is their everything. We thank you, Lord God, for people that are sitting in nursing homes right now. We thank you for some of the people that's in this ministry still, and they're in nursing homes right now. They ask that you heal them, Lord God. Heal them and bring life and joy to their bodies and to their hearts and to their spirits this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for the ones near and far that's sick. We thank you, Lord God, that joy just comes in all kind of ways. But the joy that we want the joy that God gives. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for everything that you're doing, everything that you're about to do. We give you glory. We magnify your name. We lift your name up very, very high. We call your name. You are great. You are the awesome one. You are holy, 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 and there's none, no greater than you. None and no one is as great as you are. You bring us joy. You bring us happiness. And we want to lift your name up right now. We thank you this morning. We thank you because you are God of everything that we need. We thank you, Lord God. What would we do without you? We can't even live on this earth without you. We thank you this morning. We thank you for the joy and the happiness that you have brought us this morning, this day, and to continue to bring it to us every day when we think about your name, your good name, your holy name, your magnificent name. We thank you this morning through your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. We give it back to Minister LaShonda.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Elaine, once again, putting that first fire on the altar. Y'all, I'm going to try to contain myself. I'm going to tell you, I'm trying to be very respectful here in my brother's house, let him sleep just a little bit longer. But, when you think of the goodness of the Lord, whew, if it don't make you happy, I don't know what happens. I don't know, because he's been too good to us. He's done so much for us. And even when we say, okay, well, it didn't work out the way we thought it was going to work out, but let me tell you, the good and the bad, it says all things work together for our good, for the ones that love him. So I just have to give him praise. I have to give him honor. And we are so grateful. We are so thankful this morning just for another opportunity. We take that for granted sometimes. Just for another opportunity to be in his presence. And we're grateful and we're thankful. I'm not going to belabor the time. I know some have to get up out of here. God bless you. Thank you for joining us this morning. Hey, consider sowing a seed. You can go to the Cash App. That's $Bishop Eric Clark. You can also text the word give. If my phone come up, my phone, don't act up on me this morning. Do. There we go. It went out and came back in. You can text the word give to 216-446-1209. Hey, we're going to go ahead and turn it over to our next prayer lead. Sister Tanya, if you're ready, it is in your hand.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Sister Latanya, and my word for the day is follow the leader. And I'm going to come out of Hebrews 13, verse 17. And it says, have confidence in your leaders and submit to their authority, because they keep watch over you as those who must give an account. Do this so that their work will be a joy and not a burden, for that would be of no benefit to you. God, we just thank you for the leaders that you have put before us. We think of great leaders like Moses, who led your people out of Egypt, Father God, and brought them to the promised land. Lord Jesus, we think of great leaders like Joshua, Father God. We think of great leaders like David, Father. We thank you for the call upon the lives of the leaders that lead your people back to you, Father. And I pray, Father God, that we would follow joyfully. But I remember our pastor growing up, he would say, follow me as I follow Christ. But if I should fall, keep following Christ. Help us, Father God, to follow the greatest leader of all, which is you. I pray, Father God, that our eyes would be fixed on you, the author, the perfecter of our faith. I pray, Father God, that we would be mindful to lift our leaders up in prayer each and every day, Father God, because I know shepherding sheep cannot be easy. But I pray, Father God, that our hearts would be open to leaders of the truth, Father God. I pray that our hearts would be open to, Father God, leaders who are leading us to Christ and not to the things of this world, Father God. I pray, Father God, that that our leaders would be encouraged. Lord Jesus, I pray, Father God, that they would know that you have them, that you're leading them, that you're guiding them, Father God. And I pray, Father God, that they would be strengthened in your hands. I pray, Lord Jesus, as we follow our leaders, Father God, that we would be mindful, Lord Jesus, of what it is that they're tasked to do, Father God, to lead people to you, but they will be held accountable. And so, Lord, I pray, Father God, that they won't bow to the pressures, Father God, but they will have their hearts surrendered unto you, Father God. And I pray, Father God, that we'll look to you. I pray, Father God, that as leaders we would put our faith in firm foundation, our hope that is in you, our hope in a Father God who loves us so much that he called us by name and he called us out to lead. He said some to lead, to teach, to guide, to minister to evangelize. Lord Jesus, I just pray that our leaders would use the gifts that you have bestowed upon them, Father God, to do the work of the kingdom. Father God, for it says that the work is plenty, but the workers are few. So I pray, Father God, that we will be mindful. I pray, Father God, that we will look to you. I pray, Father God, that our hands will be stretched towards you, Father God, in complete surrender, Lord Jesus. I pray that as leaders, Father God, that we would desire only to be in your presence. Lord Jesus, that we would sit at the well like the woman and glean from you, Father God. For you say out of it will come a wellspring of life, Father. I pray, Lord Jesus, that our leaders would recognize that the hour has come that we would worship you in spirit and in truth, Father God, leading the lost back to you. For you say you came to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus said, I come to do the will of my Father who is in heaven, and what I see him doing, I am doing also. I pray, Father God, that we be like Jesus as leaders, that we will sit at your feet and that we will see what you are doing, that we will do that also. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we will be encouraged, that we will be lifted up, Father God. I pray that we won't be downcast and our hearts won't be so heavy, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would give us the strength as leaders, Father God, to again present your word, Father God, to a dying world who needs it so much. But Lord, you said to take up your cross and follow you, and it's not easy. But I pray, Father God, that we would do it willingly, that as we take up our cross as leaders and we follow you, that you would give us the strength that we need, Father God, to carry this task that is ahead of us. Lord Jesus, I just pray that we would be motive for your service, Father God. I pray that in your hands, Lord Jesus, in your hands, you would give us the strength that we need, Father God. I pray that you will pour upon us your Holy Spirit. I pray that we would be guided by your Holy Spirit to do and to say what it is that you will for your people. And I pray, Father God, that we just won't be caught up so much in ministry, but caught up in saving souls. For you gave the leaders a great commission, and which is all of us, Father God, to go out into the world, baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, to bring people unto you, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, as leaders, we will put our hands to the plow, and we won't look back. I pray as leaders, Father God, that we'll just continue to look to you, that we might be light, Father God, in a world that is so dark right now. I pray, Father God, that our leaders, again, won't be discouraged, but they will be encouraged, that they will be lifted up, Father God, and not torn down. But I pray, Father God, that leaders would want to be held accountable also. And I pray, Father God, that they will surround themselves, Father God, with people who are not just like-minded, but Christ-minded. Not world-minded, not people that are just yes men and yes women, but people who are actually lifting up the leaders in prayer and turning them in the right direction, because it's easy to fall. It says many of the saints have fallen asleep, Father God. Help us that we're in the church. Help us, Father God, not to fall asleep, but help us, Father God, to get ready. For you said, I am coming, but no one knows the day nor the hour. Work while there is still day, for a time is going to come you're going to be able to work, Father God. I pray as leaders we encourage our people. I pray as leaders, Father God, that we would, again, follow the greatest example of Jesus, whom you said, this is my son, whom I will please. I pray, Father God, that we will be leaders like Paul. We will be leaders like Peter, Father God, going out into the world, Lord Jesus. And when he couldn't, when Paul couldn't, and he was in chains, Father God, he still gave you praise, and he still sent word to the churches and still sent word of encouragement, Father God. I pray that we will be, as leaders, encouragers of your people, Father God, encouragers of the flock that you have given to so many around the world, Father God. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that those who are not walking in truth and ministering in truth, Father God, that someone will stand up and say something. Lord Jesus, because we don't have time for our people to be led astray. But we know that Satan comes to kill and to steal and to destroy. And he doesn't want the truth out there. And so, Lord, I pray that our leaders would be on guard, Father God, that they would guard their hearts and they would guard their minds, Father God. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would be glorified in our lives. That our eyes, Father God, would see the things that you see. That our hearts would be broken with the things that break your heart. And I pray, Father God, that you would be magnified, that you would be lifted up. Again, our ultimate goal is to bring people to you. For it is you who change. For you who delivers. It is you who sets free. Again, the greatest leader of all time, Father God, I pray that we would lead people unto you. Lord Jesus, you are an awesome God. You are worthy to be praised. You are more than enough for us, Father. And so I pray, Father God, for our leaders that you would anoint their hands, Father God, that you would anoint their feet, Father God, that their lamp, Father God, and their oil lamp would overflow for you, Lord Jesus, that people would want to run to you and not away from you, Father God. And I pray, Lord Jesus, for the leaders around the world who are downcast, who are discouraged, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you would redeem them. I pray, Father God, that you would restore them and that you would reconcile them unto you, Father God. I pray for my pastor, Father God. It's been so hard, Lord Jesus, with the break-ins and the stealing of the food at the church, Father God, that they've been discouraged. I pray, Father God, that you would lift them up. I pray, Father God, that you would give them increase where Satan has come in to try to steal the joy from the house of the Lord. I pray, Father God, again, for our leadership all around the world. Lord Jesus, the tasks they get up to do each and every day can't be easy. Lord Jesus, I thank you for those who have answered the call and said, I'll go, send me. Help us to be those leaders, Father God, willing to go, willing to be sent, Father God, willing to do the will of the kingdom. Father God, we have to sacrifice our lives, but I thank you that in Galatians 2:20 you say, it's no longer I who live, but Christ in me. Leaders who say, it's no longer I who live, but Christ in me, that while I was yet still a sinner, Christ came and he died for me. And I'm going to live my life to the full following him, Father God. Help us as leaders to run the race that you have called us to run with joy, Father God, set before us, Lord Jesus. I pray, Father God, that we'll cause the things as leaders that hinder us, Lord Jesus, that we, again, will be able to follow the greatest leader of all. Lord Jesus, you are in control. You said that you would have your way. You said that your will would be done, Father God, and we thank you. And we thank you for the peace that you give us, Lord Jesus, knowing that the battle is already won. Lord Jesus, I just pray that we would be locked step with you, that we would sit at your feet, and that we would just glean from you, Lord Jesus. For again, at the end of the day, we will be held accountable. And so, Lord, I pray that we would stand ready and on guard, ready to give an answer, ready to say, these are the people you put me in charge of, and these are the people that I led to you. May we, Father God, again, be accountable to what you have given us. Thank you for those who have, again, taken up the cross to follow you. And I pray that we will not grow weary in well-doing. I pray, Father God, that we won't be weary, but we will be firm in foundation. And thank you, Father God, that you hear our prayers, that you answer us, Father God. You say, seek me while I may be found. Lord, help us as leaders to seek you while you yet may be found, that we will again lead people to you. And we come against works of the enemy and everything you would try to do, Father God, to keep that seed from falling on good ground. I pray, Father God, that you would just send your angels, Father God, to guard and protect the lives of your people. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your joy. Thank you for your mercy. And definitely, definitely thank you, Father God, for the grace that you give us each and every day. But help us not to take your grace for granted, Father God. And so I pray, Father God, that you would again speak to our hearts, that you would speak to our minds, that you would lead us, Father God, in the way that we should go. I pray, Father God, that we would just keep following your path, keep following the lead of your Holy Spirit. And I pray, Father God, that again, the leaders would be lifted up and encouraged. So, Lord, we say thank you. We feel honored to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name I pray, and I turn it back over to the hands of the host, LaShonda Miller.
Amen, 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 amen. Woo, follow the leader. Follow the leader. A lot of times that becomes so hard because when you have your own mind and you're saying, okay, well, this doesn't look right to me, that don't look right. But she said that our pastor used to say, follow me as I follow Christ. And if I stop following Christ, continue to follow Christ. Sometimes we get our eyes on the man, but we all fall short. But we are serving the true and living God. Keep your eyes on him. Keep your eyes on him. He is using men in the earth, our hands. We are the hands of God. I thank you, LaTanya, for that great, great prayer. People, y'all might be saying, Sister LaShonda, she a little low today. I'm going to just tell y'all what's going on just for the ones that joined a little later so y'all not confused. It ain't about I don't have no energy this morning, but where I am, it is 6:30. It's about to be 6:30. I'm in my brother's home, and he's still asleep. I'm going to tell you, he's still asleep. It's not 8:30 for him. So I wanted to be a little mindful. I didn't want to be too loud in my home. I can be as loud as I want to. I walk around. I do all of that. This morning, I'm just a little, hey, let me be a little bit quiet. It's still early here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, but God is still good. Hey, y'all know what this brings to my mind, though. As mature believers, we minister from our location. Because God is so omnipresent, it doesn't matter where you are. You can serve him. You can do his will. You can get on the prayer line. And you can still hose. You didn't have to call out today because you have the opportunity to serve from wherever you are. And I just thank God for even the vision. As time is going and I'm maturing and I'm reading and I'm learning and I'm going forth as I follow my leader, as my eyes are open, as I'm seeing God in his glory. That's why I said this morning that song, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. I want to see you. Hey, people of God, listen, I know. Some are at work, some are driving, some are doing different things. But if you're on here, even as Pastor Lenora said, if you can't do anything but raise a finger, let's give God some glory. Y'all help me praise him this morning. Y'all be my voice this morning. Come on and praise him with me. Let's take a praise break.
Thank you, Lord.
Great is your name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You are worthy.